Hare Krishna. Question: can you explain the various levels of bhakti practitioners as explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur? You mentioned in the lecture that he talks about various intricate levels. So can you please explain them? Answer: yes, certainly. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that bhakti can be broadly of three kinds. There is Kevala Bhakti, Pradhani Bhut Bhakti and Guni Bhut Bhakti. So Kevala Bhakti is pure devotion, which he says those who are pure devotees practicing only bhakti, they will attain Golok Vrindavan. They have no other motive, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadhyanavrutam. What is talked about is the definition of pure bhakti, that they are practicing. Then there can be Pradhani Bhut Bhakti. Pradhani Bhut Bhakti means the bhakti is the pradhan element. So bhakti is the pradhan, the principal element. Bhakti is more than 50%. And other things might be there in it. There may be the gunas. There might be the other. Bhakti is the only transcendental process. Karma, jnana, yoga, karma yoga, jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga. These are processes which are mixed with the modes. So when the influence of these modes, of these processes, is less than 50%, that is called as the Pradhani Bhut Bhakti. And Pradhani Bhut Bhakti leads to the attainment of Vaikuntha, usually in Shantarasa. Then there is the Guni Bhut Bhakti. Guni Bhut Bhakti is where there is bhakti, but it is less than 50%. And the other processes are more than 50%. So in such a case, the yogis, the transcendentalists, they will attain Brahma Jyoti. And further, if we see, we can see here in the that he says that those who practice yoga, in terms of those who are karma, those who are karmi, those who are jnanis or yogis, if they add bhakti to their sadhana, then they can attain Vaikuntha. They can attain Brahma Jyoti rather, not Vaikuntha. Now, within this broad classification, Kevala Bhakti, Pradhani Bhut Bhakti and Guni Bhut Bhakti, within that, he further classifies, especially in 9.27 in the Bhagavad Gita. So, we can look at 9.27. It states that Yat karoshi dashnasi, yat juhasi dadasiyat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurushva madarpanam. So, this was whatever you do, whatever austerity you perform, whatever work you do, whatever charity you give it, offer it to me, tatkurushva madarpanam. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur calls this as karma jnana mishra pradhani bhut bhakti. So he says it's bhakti, it is pradhani bhut bhakti, that means it is still, it is primarily bhakti, more than 50% is bhakti, but it is karma jnana mishra pradhani bhut. So let us see how he analyzes this level. He says, it is not sakam bhakti because they don't have material desires. It is not karma yoga because all activities are offered, not just the scripturally prescribed ones. You know, in the process, in the practice of karma yoga, normally what is offered is the niyat karma, whatever is there, that is offered, bhagavat arpit. But here everything is offered. One of yat karoshi tat yad yad tat. That means whatever you are doing, off or all of it. So it is not jnana yoga because there is abundant appreciation of the Lord's personal features. So here, when we are offering something to someone, we understand that this is a person and we appreciate him, we love him and we want to offer something to him. So this is not just an abstract intellectual conception. There is personal appreciation of the Lord. So it is not jnana yoga. And it is not kevala bhakti. Why is it not kevala bhakti? Because the first is doing the action, then is offering. So first the person yat karoshi dashnasi, first the person is doing certain things and after that one is offering, and that's why it is considered to be not shuddha bhakti. It is not kevala bhakti or shuddha bhakti, it is mishra bhakti. Shuddha bhakti means that whatever one does it for Krishna. It's not that, so Krishna is the primary concern and whatever one does, that's fine. It means, you know, if Krishna wants a devotee to fight a war like Arjuna and Hanuman, they fight a war. If Krishna wants a devotee to renounce the world like he wanted Uddhava, the devotee will do that. So the activity is not important. The intent of the activity is important. So that is Kevala Bhakti. And Iti Pumsarpita Vishnu Bhaktischena Navlakshana Kriyeta Bhakvatya Dha Tanmanyedita Muttamam. So this is Uttama, Prahlad Maharaj says. That what is Uttama? That whatever one is doing it for the sake of the Lord. That is Uttama Bhakti. And this is Kevala, this is not Uttama Bhakti, this is Pradhani Bhut Bhakti. So this is how it says, is Karma Jnana Mishir Pradhani Bhut. So now in this particular case, there is the understanding that there is the Yat Karoshi, there is the understanding, one is doing work. So that's why it's Karma Mishra. Yadashnasiyat Juhosiddhasiyat. One also understands that there is an intellectual component to it. One understands that whatever one is doing, one should offer to the absolute truth. So there is the Jnana element also in it. And that's why it is Karma Jnana Mishra Pradhani Bhut Bhakti. And this is contrasted with Bhagwat Arpit Karma Yoga, which culminates in Bhakti Yoga, which ultimately leads to liberation. So in the 18th chapter, Krishna talks about, when he talks about Varnashrama Vibhagashaha, he says, when he talks about Varnashram, there he says that Swakarmanatam Abhyarcha Siddhim Vindati Manava. So with your work, worship him, he says. And after that, he says that that comes in 18.46, and then 18.56, he says, so from 18.46, one moves upwards, so that is Bhagwat Arpit Karma Yoga. Then after that, from 18.49 to 53, Krishna describes Jnana Yoga. And then 18.54, Krishna describes how Jnana Yoga culminates in Bhakti Yoga. And 18.54-55, and with Bhakti Yoga, one understands Krishna in two, then attains him. So this is a gradual ascension from Karma Yoga to Bhagavat Arpit Karma Yoga to Jnana Yoga to Brahman realization to Kevala Bhakti. And then from 18.56, Krishna drops down a rapid ladder where he says that wherever one is, Sarva Karmanya Pisada Kurvano Madhvipashraya Matrasada Davapnoti Shashvatam Padamavayam. So he says that Sarva Karmanya Pisada, whatever work one is doing, if one makes me the ultimate goal and takes shelter of me, then by my mercy he will attain the supreme destination. So this we see, whatever is Bahunam Janmanam Ante, that gradual ascension, that can be done rapidly through the elevator-like swift process of bhakti. So in this way, Vishwanathachakra Thakur analyzes the process of analysis of Bhagavad Gita's various verses in many intricate stages and establishes the conclusive supremacy of Kevala Bhakti. Thank you. Hare Krishna.